Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial, Introduction to Calculus 2. The learning objectives for this tutorial. By completing this tutorial, you will learn the scope of Calculus 2, learn typical topics covered in Calculus 2, review some calculator techniques that will help you in Calculus 2, and learn some study tips for understanding Calculus 2. The concept map for this tutorial links previous content to new content. Calculus 2 relies on the prerequisite material like algebra, geometry, trigonometry, graphing, and topics from Calculus 1. Calculus 2 is a generalization of Calculus 1, which allows you to differentiate and integrate more types of functions. You also learn more integration techniques. You learn about differential equations, new coordinate systems, and sequences and series. In this section, we will discuss what is calculus. The definition of calculus. Calculus is the study of how things change. Whereas algebra, arithmetic, and geometry are sufficient to study many types of problems, they are not suitable to study problems where there is some type of continual change. These types of problems require calculus. Consider the problem of finding the surface area of the roof of a building. In some cases, it would be easy to do using only geometry or algebra because there are non-complicated, flat-like surfaces. But in other cases, it would be much harder problems because of the irregular shapes and constantly changing quantities. So where did calculus come from? Well, in the 1680s, two men, Gottfried Leibniz and Isaac Newton, independently developed the foundations that led to calculus. Prerequisites. Being successful in Calculus II requires a good knowledge of pre-calculus topics such as algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and graphing. It also requires a good knowledge of Calculus 1 topics such as limits, differentiation, and integration. Calculus 1 versus Calculus 2. Much of Calculus 2 is a generalization of what you learned in Calculus 1. In Calculus 1, you learned about derivatives and integrals of basic functions. You learned what a derivative is and how to interpret it, what an integral is and how to use it, and how to interpret derivative and integrals in the rectangular coordinate system. In Calculus 2, you will learn how to extend differentiation and integration to more types of functions, how to solve equations that involve derivatives. You will learn more advanced integration techniques and how to apply calculus techniques to other coordinate systems. Topics in Calculus 2. The general topics covered in Calculus 2 are differentiation and integration of transcendental functions, advanced integration techniques, differential equations, different coordinate systems, and infinite sequences and series. Differentiation and integration of transcendental functions. Transcendental functions include exponential, logarithmic, inverse trigonometric, hyperbolic, and inverse hyperbolic functions. Being able to differentiate and integrate these types of functions expands your ability to use them in various applications. Advanced integration techniques. Advanced integration techniques generalizes the types of integrals that you will be able to handle. Particular techniques include integration by parts, partial fractions, trigonometric integrals, trigonometric substitution, and improper integrals. Differential equations. Differential equations are equations that involve one or more derivatives of an unknown function. Differential equations arise in many areas of science and technology. Different coordinate systems. You will learn how to do calculus in different coordinate systems. Calculus for parametric coordinates and polar coordinates will be explored, as well as the relationships between the different coordinate systems. Infinite sequences and series. Other topics in Calculus 2 include infinite sequences and series. These topics address issues such as approximating functions, their derivatives, and integrals. In this section, we will discuss some calculator techniques. Calculator techniques. Remembering a couple of calculator techniques from Calculus 1 will be helpful to you in Calculus 2. The first technique is approximating derivatives. Suppose that we start with a differentiable function f. Recall that the definition of the derivative is f prime of x equals the limit as h approaches 0 of f of x plus h minus f of x all divided by h. So for really small values of h, we may say that f prime of x is approximately equal to f evaluated at x plus h minus f evaluated at x all divided by h. If we would replace the h by negative h, then we would have f prime of x equals f of x minus f evaluated at x minus h all divided by h. And by averaging these previous two expressions, it follows that f prime of x is approximately equal to f evaluated at x plus h minus f evaluated at x minus h all divided by 2h. This is the routine that is built into most graphing utilities for finding the value of the derivative. This example is going to illustrate how to approximate the derivative. Let's say we're asked to approximate the derivative evaluated at 0.54 when f of x equals x times the cosine of x squared. Well, in order to use our calculator to do this, we would start by graphing f of x. So we would find the y equals button and we would enter x times cosine of the quantity x squared. We'd set our graphing window so that x minimum is negative 3, x maximum is 3, and our x scale is 1. We would let our y minimum be negative 3, our y maximum be 3, and our y scale be 1 again. We would then hit the graph button on the calculator and we would view the picture of this particular curve. Now, in order to calculate the derivative, we have to go to the Calculate menu. We can access that by pressing second trace, and there's a menu that comes up, and the sixth thing on the menu is dy dx. So we would select 6 dy dx, we would hit enter, and we would be on the graph with the cursor on 0, 0. We would type in 0.54 and press enter, and that would move the cursor to the x value of 0.54 and display the derivative of 0.79012247. This approximation of the derivative appears at the bottom of the screen. We can also approximate definite integrals. Most graphing utilities use either the midpoint rule, the trapezoid rule, or Simpson's rule to approximate the definite integral from a to b of f of x dx. This example is going to illustrate how we can use the calculator to approximate this value. Let's say we're asked to approximate the integral from 0 to 1 of our previous function x times the cosine of the x squared quantity dx. Again, we go to y equals and we start by graphing x times the cosine of the quantity x squared. We plot that in y1. We use the same window from negative 3 to 3 for x and from negative 3 to 3 for y, and we take a look at the graph. We return to the calculate menu by hitting second trace, only this time we choose the seventh selection, which is to integrate f of x dx. When we hit enter, the calculator will ask us for the lower limit, so we'll type in 0, our value of a. We'll hit enter, then the calculator will ask us for the upper limit, so we'll type in 1, which is the value of b. Then we hit enter, and the calculator approximates the area under the curve from 0 to 1, which is 0.42073549. This approximation appears at the bottom of the screen. In this section, we will discuss how to study calculus. The first step is to know the prerequisite material. Mathematics in general is a cumulative subject, and calculus is no exception. Knowing the prerequisite material will make Calculus 2 much easier. The prerequisite material includes algebra, geometry, trigonometry, graphing, and Calculus 1 topics like limits, differentiation, and integration. The next step is to read your math book. Remember that your math book is there to help you understand the content. So read your book carefully. Write down questions as you have them. Work through any steps that your book may skip over. Ask questions. If you have trouble understanding the material, ask, ask, ask. Study with a group. Your classmates are trying to learn the same material that you are. Take advantage of it. Organize a study group. Compare lecture notes. Work through homework problems together. But remember, you need to get something out of the study group. You're going to be tested individually. When studying with a group, be sure you get something out of it. Be an active member of the study group, but remember to work some exercises alone. Finally, focus on the concepts. Everything may not make sense all at once, and focusing on the concepts and how the procedures fit into the big picture will help you succeed in Calculus 2. It's time for our learning summary. Calculus is the study of how things change. Prerequisites for Calculus 2 include algebra, trigonometry, geometry, graphing, and Calculus 1. Calculus problems involve finding slopes of curves, areas of irregular shapes, and optimization of functions. Calculus 2 topics involve transcendental functions, advanced integration, differential equations, coordinate systems, and infinite series. Remember to focus on the big picture when studying Calculus 2. Congratulations! You have successfully completed this audio tutorial, Introduction to Calculus 2, from the Rapid Learning Center.